Snow is forecast to fly through the weekend, but crews across the Tri-Cities have been preparing all week. Port Moody's manager of operations, Jeff Little, said roads and pedestrian areas across the city have been treated with brine since the onset of the recent cold snap. The liquid solution helps prevent the formation of ice, which can, in turn, help reduce the accumulation of snow. Little said depending on conditions, crews will use more than 20,000 liters of brine, which the city produces at a special facility it acquired prior to the winter season. Inder Tung, the manager of Public Works Services for the city of Coquitlam, said road crews there have also been busy all week brining and salting streets, sidewalks and multi-use paths in advance of the approaching weather. In Port Coquitlam, de-icing efforts have been aided by a system of sensors installed into roadways that can read the temperature of the pavement and alert staff about possible icing conditions. Crews have also been proactively brining through the week, drawing from holding tanks that hold more than 21,000 liters. The forecast. According to Environment Canada, temperatures are expected to begin falling Friday night, turning moisture from the Pacific into flurries or periods of snow through the weekend and into Monday. Just how much snow might fall hasn't been determined, said the Weather Service in a special statement. But other forecasts have suggested it could be up to 15 centimeters by the time sunshine returns on Tuesday. Clearing Port Moody's streets. Little said Port Moody has 5 snow plows available to clear streets, along with a pickup truck and tractor fitted with plows for sidewalks, pedestrian areas and multi-use paths. Those efforts will proceed on a priority system that clears major arterial routes and pedestrian areas within 800 meters of the Inlet Center and Moody Center SkyTrain stations first, followed by collector and local connector routes, then local neighborhood roads. To accommodate removal efforts, parking on portions of April Road, Burrard Crescent, Sycamore Drive and View Street will also be prohibited once the snow starts falling. Residents and business owners are responsible for clearing sidewalks adjacent to their property by 10 a.m. following a snowfall. Coquitlam's trucks ready to go. Tung said Coquitlam has 19 trucks rigged and ready to hit the streets this weekend when the snow starts falling, but that can be increased to 23 if needed. He added the city has also expanded the tent where it stores road salt, increasing capacity from 2,000 to 4,000 tons. Coquitlam streets will be cleared on a priority system, Tung said, starting with emergency and transit routes, including arterial and collector roads that connect key areas of the city. Once they've been dealt with and depending on storm conditions, crews will then tackle roads that provide access to schools, care facilities and steep local roads. All remaining roads will be cleared as conditions allow. As well, Coquitlam advises motorists not to park on city streets when snow is in the forecast. Snowplows cannot deliver their best service when cars are parked on critical roadways, said a statement on the city's website, adding residents who live in areas where parking is restricted during a snow event can sign up to be advised of their restrictions by email. As for sidewalks, those that surround city facilities are cleared first when resources are available. Owners of homes and businesses must have their sidewalks cleared within 10 hours of a snowfall. For those who aren't able to clear their walks, Coquitlam also has a Snow Angel program of volunteer shovelers. Port Coquitlam prioritizes its clearing efforts. Port Coquitlam also prioritizes its 202 kilometers of road for snow removal. First are arterial and main roads, along with steep hills and school zones located on steep grades. Second priority is for bus routes, flat school zones and collector routes, followed by residential and industrial side streets. The clearing will be done by a fleet of 3 tandem trucks equipped with plows and sanders, a single-axle dump truck with front and underbody plows, sanders and brine systems, along with 12 pickup trucks of varying sizes outfitted with plows. Some also have sanders and one has a brine system. The city has a tracker that allows residents to follow the progress of snow clearing efforts and concerns can be reported online. Snow is in the forecast. Snowflake, we're winter ready. Down arrow. Check box with check new. Our innovative snowplow tracker allows you to access real-time info at https://t.co/ngdegivenil, including the current location of our fleet, routes covered, and pending actions. Checkbox with check all equipment has been serviced and pic.twitter.com/44zus5rtdq. City of Port Coquitlam, at City of Poco, January 28, 2025. Port Coquitlam Mayor Brad West said once the snow starts it will be all hands on deck as public works and parks staff not required for waste collection and managing the city's water, drainage and sewer systems will be directed to the clearing effort on a 24-hour work schedule depending on the storm's severity. There is a lot of planning and preparation that has happened before the first snowfall, West said. We are ready, committed and focused on continuing to be leaders in the region when it comes to snow and ice operations. And while crews will clear sidewalks adjacent to city-owned properties, private property owners are responsible for clearing their sidewalks within 24 hours of a snowfall's conclusion. Snow day? As for the possibility of a snow day on Monday, School District 43 has issued an advisory that it will announce any closures on its website by 6:30 a.m. but, it added, if schools do remain open during heavy snow, parents can choose to keep students home. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.